Good morning, Monday morning, and it's Steve here, Life Church Sixfields Daily Podcast. I was just mulling over in my mind a phrase that I've used many times in many locations and in many places, and I've often sort of said, you know, your life is not shaped by what happens to you, but your life is shaped by how you respond to what happens to you. And so much of the gospel of Christ that we've taken into our lives centers around that very thought. And I could give you examples of people here, people I know very well, who I could introduce you to, who have had very similar experiences in life and yet have responded very differently to it. And their response to it has meant that there's been a different sort of line of activity, a different outcome, and their lives have shaped up very, very differently. In one sense, that's fascinating. But I just want you to ponder that this morning in terms of how you respond to things that you hear. Perhaps you're one of those people who, you know, you hear something that's probably not so good. You watch the news, read the paper, and your first response is, what is this world coming to? I think many of us would think like that when things are happening, particularly with what we've gone through as a whole world in this last sort of 12 to 15 months. There are people who have almost trained themselves since they met Christ that their first response is to go to him. And whatever the situation is, they're going to thank him for the blessings that people have received, if that's appropriate. Or they're going to cry out to him for the needs that people have out of the response that they have just made to what they have heard or read or seen. But I want you to bring you back to the Bible. And just a few verses that I was reading over this past weekend. And they are about response. The book of James, way back there in the New Testament, near the end of the Bible, people say it's a very practical book. James was a man of prayer, a man of insight. He talks about the tongue. He talks about the way that we speak. He talks about patience in suffering. He speaks about submitting ourselves to God. He talks about wisdom in this very short book of just five chapters. And then you get to the last sort of six or seven verses. And in my language, he talks about response. And I want to read these verses to you now from James chapter 5 and verse 13. And let me just pause as I read these statements that James makes. Verse 13. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let him pray. Response. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you ill? Verse 14. Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. And if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Let me just take you back to those first three early statements of response and just throw it out there to you on this Monday morning. Is any of you in trouble? Trouble covers a multitude of things, doesn't it? It might be just that you've done something or forgot to do something at home and somebody is a little bit annoyed because of what you've done. Is any of you in trouble? Pray. Pray for, first of all, yourself, rather than just the other person. Pray that God might help you with wisdom and grace to respond to the situation and the person that you may have troubled or upset. Is anyone happy? You happy? Occasions where we meet things that make us happy, that deep sense of thankfulness and joy. If you're happy, then sing songs of praise. Respond not just with a yep, but actually sing out the praise of God to the good things that have happened. Are you ill? If you are, then James is very clear here. If anyone is ill among you, let them call the elders, the leaders of the church, to pray over them and anoint them with oil. You may be in a bed of sickness. You may be feeling unwell. Something may have struck you. First response. not when is this going to get sorted or what do I do. Call somebody alongside, a leader alongside who can pray, minister, anoint you with oil. Response is important. And I started this podcast by saying our lives are shaped not by what happens to us, but how we respond to what happens to us. Make your response something in line with God's word. Pray, sing songs, call for others to pray. Make it a great Monday and a great week. Carpe diem.